So, raise your hand if you're, what is it? Neuron divergent? I keep hearing nowadays about autism and how people are different and normal. I'm not sure. Or at least it's never been brought to my attention what is classified as normal. Like, who is normal? Who do you know that fits that archetype as normal? Like, what is normal for someone to diagnose you and say you're atypical? Like, I want to see this book that doctors go by, because I doubt that they're going around the world checking people to see what they think, how they think, and what they do. My point is, I am very interested, and I'm actually about to look into it after I get off, but this research, air quotes, that they're conducting, and these books that they're using to diagnose people, I truly don't see how they could say something is normal. And if something is normal, how many people does it take for it to be normal? Because over the next couple years, 100 years or whatever, it could flip. And the atypical could be normal. Or what could happen? It could be a not even outnumber sort of deal. But let's say 50-50. Then both sides would be normal, but different. You know, like, I don't see, for people to even make the word, and I'm just going to base off autism because that's what the lady said on Club Shay Shay. Shout out to Club Shay Shay. What exactly are they doing that sets them apart? But then it might go into antisocial behavior. I'm about to get on my psychology stuff for real, man. I think I'm going to be busy for the next couple of days. Also, a lot of my family are having birthdays in May. So I just want to say, shout out to Madison, you the best. Shout out to Mackenzie, you the goat. And Tim, you fall in there somewhere, whatever. But yeah, happy birthday to y'all. And ask yourself, what is normal? Who is normal? And who's different? Like, I thought everybody out here was different, but apparently, if you're human, there's some things that you're just supposed to do no matter what. And I don't think I'm talking basic stuff. I'm not talking basic stuff like breathe. I'm talking like actions when you see certain... Like everybody that sees a hammer, they should hold it by the handle and just swing it instead of grabbing the part that you hit with or something. I don't know. These are terrible examples. You're going to have to forgive me, but it's just been on my mind lately, and I kind of want to find somebody to talk to about this. Honestly, I just got a great idea for an episode. Yeah, have a great day, y'all. Man, I just got a fire idea.